Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Thursday, December 19th. And I'm your host, Woody Overton.
And I'm Cindy Overton.
And we're back at it again. Only a few more days till all the family members come in and all that shit. And holidays.
Holidays.
I'm sure some people have really great holidays.
We have really great.
No, I mean, we do, but you know what I mean. I'm talking about without having to say it. Y'all can read between the lines. But it's quickly approaching, and this is a Thirsty Thursday, and since Christmas is on next Wednesday, I will be really thirsty for the next Thirsty Thursday.
You'll be really hungover for the next Thirsty Thursday.
Well, yeah, because the holidays, well, that part of the holidays will be over. Then we got New Year's.
That's true.
So hopefully, well, whatever. I'm going to be nice.
Maybe we don't have, which we don't have very many beers, but maybe we don't drink until New Year's.
Maybe you don't drink until New Year's. I'm like Clark. I can't get through the holidays without mine.
Are we going to watch the new?
You know we are. You already know that.
No, you're not listening. You didn't.
I know what you're going to say. Okay. Christmas Vacation.
There's a new one.
Oh, I mean, we'll have to watch it just to see. But, I can't ever get away from my all-time favorite.
Well, I know, but it's the same character. It's the same people. They're doing the same characters. It's new this year. I didn't know.
I know, but the remakes are never as good.
I know. That's why I was asking if we were watching it.
Point Break. Just first one off the top of my head. It can never be as good as Patrick Swayze and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. But yeah, we'll watch it. But yeah, got to have our original.
Are we making homemade eggnog?
I don't know. Probably so. I'm going to get me some eggnog.
I know that.
I want to get it from that dairy. By.
I think we did get it from the dairy.
I know, but we gotta get it ahead of time because they sell out.
Yeah.
So put that on your shopping
Another
list.
Another thing to add
to the shopping list. All right, y'all, let's get down to some true crime time for Thirsty Thursday. Ladies first.
All right. So I am going to begin with a story that I know that you as a security professional and someone that went out and trained people how to, you know, run their stores, their security in their stores, right. You would always tell them not to do. And I know that I started off in retail and our team, like the security part of it would say, just like, if you have a shoplifter, just let them take their stuff right. And go. Like, don't try to stop them. Killed. Yeah. Don't
you never know who you're dealing with.
Right. So there was a woman who tried to stop shoplifters that was killed.
Yep, it happens.
A mother of two has died after attempting to confront shoplifters at her workplace.
Yeah.
Ilson Marion Kim was trying to stop two people who stole several items from her beauty supply store called Beauty Max in Jacksonville, Florida, at around 6 p.m. on December 6th. Two individuals entered into the business. One of the individuals grabbed several items and ran out of the store with those items. And then one of the shoplifters left on foot while the other got into a car. Kim, who was 64, was rushed to the hospital after being hit by a vehicle. She was pronounced dead at the scene, and people are just saying that everything she accomplished in her life was through sheer grit and determination. Though she was at times hesitant, she didn't want fear to conquer her. She was in her 60s when she learned how to swim and had taken up Zumba. Do you know what Zumba is?
I've heard of it.
It's a Zoom. It's like a dance exercise thing to get into better health. A business owner who chose to remain anonymous said that shoplifting had been a major issue this season, and Kim was sick of it and tried to stop it. And she said, I think a lot of companies need to take accountabilities for their employees and make sure that they are trained to know not to run after a shoplifter, especially in the busy area.
Yeah. And I put it in the policies of the stores that I did. If you do it, you get fired.
Yeah. Another individual described Kim's actions as being very courageous. And
I get it's her own shit and she's pissed off about it and she works hard for it. And I get that. But if you had dealt with a dead body from somebody chasing after someone, $100 item, and this person's a 2-time felon, they don't want to go back and they kill you for it, then you would think twice, you know. But in the heat of the moment, people just do it.
Yeah. She leaves behind 2 daughters and a husband. And of course, she was a proud mother, a proud wife, and proud businesswoman, of course, and a store owner. So she taught her daughters to the power of hard work, persistence, empathy, and love. And she exemplified the qualities with grace and love. And she showed others in her community.
Sad, sad.
No arrests have been made.
And then, they got the shoplifting now is just like a huge thing in the stores. You go to Walgreens and everything's locked up behind glass, even like ChapStick, because fucking people won't get a job. And I think they ought to just lock them up, throw away the key. There's no deterrent, I guess, because, unless it's swift and certain and none of that is happening in our justice system, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you about a recent high school graduate, and her name was My Angel Walker. And that's not going to be a name you see on the baby name list, most popular baby names.
No.
My Angel Walker. No. One word, My Angel. Anyway, and guess what? She was shot by her boyfriend. They were on again, off again, but he shot her. So, but before that happened, she went missing. She was from South Carolina. But they found her body in a burned car. And she was 18 years old. The 18-year-old My Angel Walker didn't show up for work on Thursday, December 12th. And of course, like we do in a lot of these stories, that her loved ones and people that knew something was wrong because she always showed up for work.
Mm-hmm.
So her family reported her missing to the Lawrence Police Department, and she was last seen in Clinton, South Carolina, and the Clinton Police Department also joined the investigation. And they said, it became apparent during the night that we were looking for something a little more than just somebody missing. That's according to Lawrence Police Chief Heath Copeland. The next day, Walker's body was discovered in a burned vehicle near McKenzie Road in Greenwood County. A local TV station, WOIO, shared footage that showed the charred car being towed out of a wooded area near a road. And Walker, My Angel Walker, had suffered a gunshot wound, but they didn't release any other information about, her cause of death, mm-hmm. other than the gunshot wound. So the person who wounded Walker, according to Clinton police, is a 19-year-old Malachi Presley, whom Walker's mom Sadie Woodruff, identified as the daughter's on and off again boyfriend. Police say Presley shot Walker on Gary Street in Clinton between 10 and 11 p.m. on December 11th. And he has been arrested and charged with the murder and possession of a weapon during a violent crime. They also arrested another dude in connection with Walker's death. And this is a 19-year-old by the name of Taylor Kennard. And police say he helped get rid of Walker's body, I guess by burning it. And he's charged with accessory after the fact. And he had knowledge of it. And she helped. So maybe Taylor is a girl. I'm sorry, y'all. It's according to Clinton Police Chief Michael Addison. So Walker was a recent high school graduate and planned to become a nurse. Everything I've heard of my angel has been she was a very bright young lady with a very good heart, Chief Copeland said per the outlet. This is a tragedy. It should not happen. But we're glad that we're able to get justice for that family really quickly here. Now, for Walker's mom, however, the arrests don't offer her any comfort. She said, we lost a big part of our family. We lost a great person. We lost an amazing person, a leader. And she also offered a message for those who hear her daughter's story, saying, Ben, be aware of who you're dealing with, the people you're surrounded by, the people you hang out with. If there's anything wrong, any type of domestics going on, then we ask that you seek help.
Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes. Your body goes through it, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
Fucking kids. That, you know, I guess she didn't want to be with him anymore and he couldn't handle it. Shoot her and then burn her up.
I mean, again, today is all about, it seems to be a lot about kids and mental health and.
No respect for life is what it seems like to me.
Well, that's, yeah, definitely.
All just unnecessary stupidity. And we hate it for my angel and her family. So there you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
All right. Give us one.
All right. So I'm going to go to Ohio.
All right.
Where a mom is, this is not a family matter. So, but basically a mom was with two of her sons when they were shot and killed. Mm-hmm. So Mariana, which is a male, but it's just a different name for a male. But Mariana and Antoine Grier were fatally shot when gunfire erupted within a crowd at an apartment complex on December 10th. An Ohio mother is mourning the loss of those two of her two sons and focused on getting them justice. But on Tuesday, December 10th, the siblings died at a local hospital after suffering from the gunshot wounds. But the siblings' mother, LaShonda, was present when the two kids were gunned down. And she added that Antoine died in my arms. And she said, as a mother, how do you pick which kid you're going to save?
Right.
And when both of them are down.
Right.
So her daughter was there at the same time. Also, like everybody was there. She said, all of us fell at the same time. I got up. My oldest daughter got up and ran up the hill and I ran down the hill. I saw my son underneath the car and my other ones fell and I picked him up and he was so slumped. And so according to surveillance video from the night, it showed four women had gathered in the back lot of the apartment complex before the shooting. Mm-hmm. And LaShonda said that the group was waiting at the apartment to apparently confront Mariana, who lived there. And Antoine attempted to de-escalate the situation. And the mother said that the violence was prompted by jealousy over a relationship. Mm-hmm. She claimed that the group of women worked with her daughter as well. And she said, I know for a fact it was all over a boy and they came to ambush my kids. She said there was almost, that she was almost shot as well and ended up performing CPR on her son before he was pronounced dead. But the police have developed strong leads because apparently she, you know, since the daughter worked with these four women, she could obviously name them. And so there's one of the girls has been detained. She's an 18-year-old woman. And the Euclid Police Department has requested as much information as possible about the situation. And the mom says that it's the Euclid police are doing a wonderful job. And she applauds them for that. But she says, they know I don't play about my kids. I'm going to get justice for my kids. It's every breath in my body. I'm going to get it. She says, our hearts are shattered by the devastating loss and the pain of losing two young lives so suddenly is indescribable. And they were full of life, the two boys, and had bright futures ahead of them. They brought joy, love, and laughter to everyone who knew them. And Antoine was known for his sense of humor, kind heart, and always lifting others up. And Mariana was an incredible soul, compassionate, driven, and full of dreams for the future.
Yeah, it's like the same, almost like the previous story. You know, these kids don't. I guess they see it in movies. I can't blame them on video games or whatever. And they just don't have the respect for life. And then so they're going to confront this dude over another girl or whatever. And sugar turns to shit. And it's just.
The unfortunate thing is this was the.
And the mom has to hold her babies. But why not babies that are grown, but has to hold them while they die.
I said this. The unfortunate thing is, but the thing, another theme in this today, I've noticed that it's females that are being the also, I mean, these were females that went and attacked these boys, that shot these boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, you know, were hero keyboard warriors or whatever. And then it happens and you actually do it. And then I bet they're sorry as fuck now. So I don't know. I don't know, baby. So, well, you know, let's just do a, it's time for worldwide crime. So you got a couple hard names here that for this worldwide crime. So there was a couple that was traveling in, and I'm going to spell it for you, A-N-G-A-M-A-C-U-T-I-R-O, in the state of Michoacán, Mexico, on December 11th. All right? They're just traveling from California, and guess what?
What?
And they got fatally shot. So, they're on their family vacation in Mexico, and they got fatally shot. So, gunmen opened fire on Rafael Cardona, who's 53, and Gloria Ambrez, who was 50, as they rode in a black 2016 Ford Platinum pickup truck near an intersection in that town, Anaguamacuchero, in the state of Michoacán, on the night of Wednesday, December the 11th. So their bullet-ridden vehicle was found by security officers, who then called the cops, and Ambrez was pronounced dead at the scene, while Cardona died from his injuries in the hospital on the next morning, on Thursday, December 12th. Cardona was identified as the brother-in-law of the mayor of Anaguamacuchero. His name was Hermes Pecio. And Pecio became mayor in late October after his predecessor, Marvel Juarez Blanket, was abducted earlier in the year. Cartel shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cardona and Ambrez had traveled to Mexico on November 30th to spend the holidays with their family. Now, Pecio told police that the couple was driving his truck at the time of the shooting, and it occurred near his house.
Mm-hmm.
The victims shared three children, one adult daughter, and two minors. And thankfully, they weren't with their parents when they got shot. The children are currently with extended family. At this time, they don't even have any motives for the killings. But they were able to recover some ballistic evidence from the scene. Now, the United States Embassy in Mexico said in a statement, "We are aware of reports of the death of two U.S. citizens in Michoacán, and we are working to gather more information and stand ready to provide consular assistance if needed." Now, Michoacán has been just blown up with gang violence since the cartels got there in the 1980s. And this tragic incident comes as Mexico's homicide rate remains among the highest in the world. So Cardona was born in the U.S. and Ambrez became a national citizen. I guess it should be nationalized citizen after being born in Mexico. And just crazy.
Yeah.
I was listening to that. You being from Laredo, and me, I used to go down there and party all the time and do all that stuff and go across the border all the time when mm-hmm. it was fun. And it was so much fun. And it was no trouble. And this is back in the late 80s and early 90s. And I remember when it started, cartel shit started. Mm-hmm. And the shootouts with the police in broad daylight, and yep. they got the police outgunned, and then one police chief got elected, and the same day he got elected, like an hour later, they cut his head off.
Literally.
And just, they ruined it for everybody. And this one sounds like, his predecessor just got killed, and that's why he got the job, and then they shoot up his truck.
Yeah.
Kill these two people who were just visiting.
Yeah. It's sad, but when you were talking about Laredo, it brought up a memory that I have of, it was a completely different time with the cartel, or lack of a cartel, yeah. or more less organized. But there was a border patrolman that my dad worked, with, and his truck was stolen. And the place to go was Nuevo Laredo, right?
Right across the bridge.
And there was a bar, the Cadillac bar, mm-hmm, and Oh, you went there many times, I'm sure. We were probably there at the same time and didn't even know it. But
I'm pretty sure I would run.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know you would have. I would have recognized you too, but... His truck, this guy's Border Patrolman's truck had been stolen like 2 months prior. Mm-hmm. And in the Cadillac parking lot, you know, cause you would drive up and they would park for you and go get. And so in the parking lot, there was his truck.
There you have it.
And he still had his keys cause it had the keys to his house and his other car. Cause, you know, we had keys back then. He walked up to his truck, put the keys in his truck and drove it home. A couple hours later, he got a phone call because there was no cell phones at that time. He got a phone call at his house on his machine and said, something to the effect of, I don't want anything but the gun that I have in the,
Yeah. So they knew exactly who he was. They
yes.
Had his phone
literally just leave it in your mailbox and I'm going to come by and get
the
it later.
Fuck out of here.
But he got his truck back.
They knew he was a border patrol agent.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Crazy.
So that just came to my mind.
I never heard that story.
But my daddy hated me going across. He always said, carry, just at that time, money was different. He was like, carry $25 extra in case you need to pay off a cop. Right. Because, you know, $25 was a lot, you know.
Yeah.
That's when we would pay $5 to go into a bar and get drinks all night long.
Yeah. I remember... driving, me and Steve were taking. I would drive the first part, he would drive the first part and take a nap, and then we'd drive all night.
Yeah,
we'd drive straight through and be there. Across that first little place on the left was a little diner, and you get this big ass plate with a tortilla on it with all the goat cheese and meats and everything for like $2.
Literally,
and
La Unica.
Yeah.
Was the name of that you're talking about.
You can't do any of that anymore because everybody's got to kill somebody. Cartels came in. Yeah. You know, you shut down one route like they shut down Miami and then they started coming through Mexico. And that's law of supply and demand, I guess. As long as people get high, they're going to have cartels.
Yeah.
So, but now they're doing human trafficking and everything too.
It's so sad. So scary.
Well, your turn.
My turn. Well, you always say that you do not like to talk about stories for many reasons, but one of them is for copycats, right? Mm-hmm. You always know that there's going to
be school shootings, church shootings, and stuff like that.
Well, we already have a copycat over the United Healthcare CEO or an attempted copycat.
Yeah. Because it got so much attention.
Exactly. So a Florida woman has been arrested after threatening Blue Cross Blue Shield over a denied claim.
Yeah.
So Brianna Boston, who's 42, is facing a charge of threats to conduct a mass shooting or an act of terrorism.
Yeah.
She was taken into custody after she threatened her health insurance provider on a phone call who denied medical claims. And she is facing the charge of, like I said, threats to conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism. And the case came to light on Tuesday, December 10th, when the FBI reached out to Lakeland police about the threat over the phone. And she contacted Blue Cross Blue Shield that day about a recent medical insurance claim that had been denied.
Yeah.
And near the end of the call, she stated, delay, deny, depose. You people are next. Mm-hmm. So those words were similar to the engravings and the words and the bullets found at the UnitedHealthcare CEO shooting.
Right.
And Luigi. They did not take this lightly. And so Boston spoke to police after the incident and apologized, stating that she used those words because it was in the news right now.
That's right.
Boston advised that she learned of the phrase because of the current events regarding the homicide. And she further stated that the healthcare companies played games and deserve karma for the world because they are evil.
Yep. And that's basically what homie said. You know, I saw, and I don't keep talking about him, but I saw his grandmother left him and his family like $30 million, but had one clause on it. That you could get your share as long as you don't ever get arrested for any type of felony. Well, so he's fucked on that. You know, nobody hates the insurance company more than we do.
Right.
And for so many reasons. And I mean, but I'm not going to get online or call them and say you're next and then they delay, blah, 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 blah.
Denied to pass.
The, you know, people that do that, it's just like those girls in another story. You know, there were text messages, you know, mm-hmm. there were whatever. We, you know, come show up here, I'm going to beat mm-hmm. your ass. Mm-hmm. And then sugar turns to shit and they go to gunplay and whatever. And this chick, she deserves to have the book slammed at her.
And
that one needs to be told. So other people will be deterred from doing it. Just like we have copycats that do it, there are also, you know, people who actually, and the law keeps an honest man honest, there are people who will be deterred when these people get prison time for making the threats.
Yes, for sure. Because there's been many heated phone calls with insurance companies that, you know, like, holy I can't shit. Say myself that I wouldn't have said, like, something. I mean, you get heated.
That person doesn't care. They're just doing what they're told to do and whatever. That's hopefully something will change and all that shit. I don't know. No answer for it. I know everybody out there has an insurance of some type or another, vehicle or home or health or whatever. And I mean, you know, there's some good people in the industry, but certainly some shit bags. And it's all about the bottom line.
Yep.
All right.
It's time for Family Matters.
Y'all, this might be one of the most horrible stories we've ever done. And so I'm going to skip around on it. But there's this mom, Chloe Driver. She's 24, and she was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when the judge is sentencing her, he's so upset, he scolds her. But what does she do? She fatally stabbed her 13-month-old daughter to death. Fatally means to death, naturally. Yeah. So the judge called the crime heinous and unfathomable. He said, you did a horrible thing. And this is the Cherokee County Chief Superior Court Judge Ellen McClay. That's what she told Chloe. Said this was a heinous offense with evidence that was so graphic and so traumatic that I began to do research on what kind of support and help we could give the jurors who are having to consider it. That's bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A parent killing a child is something that just offends us on the deepest level. It is wrong. That just is unfathomable. It just cannot be understood. And it scares us because it is so contrary to just fundamental moral behavior and what we expect of the bonds between human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So judge sentenced her to life in prison with the possibility of parole. This was 1 month after she was found guilty, but mentally ill and but she was found guilty of malice murder and felony murder, cruelty to children in the first degree, and ag assault. So I guess she had some kind of issue. But the case started on December the 8th of 2020 when the Kenton Police Department responded to a Cherokee County, Georgia home where they found the 13-month-old Hannah suffering from stab wounds. Look at that little potato.
Oh.
Right? She's beautiful.
Sweet little.
Driver, who was described as having life-threatening injuries from the incident, was also taken to the hospital. Now, during the trial, prosecutors accused driver of killing Hannah. This is where it just really starts to get twisted. Killing Hannah because she wanted to be with her polygamous husband, who also had two other wives. So a letter written by driver that was shared in court read, "He didn't do it. I did. I was going insane and no longer want to be with his friends, but kept coming back for him. I only wanted my baby and husband, but he refused." So explaining the motive, prosecutor said she wanted to be with him and he was never going to give up his polygamous cult lifestyle that they had adopted. Right? So you got three wives. Prosecutors said the group held radical views and alternative healing practices that included drinking their own urine.
Oh.
Yeah. During Thursday's sentencing, driver naturally expressed remorse, said, "I'm terribly sorry for so many things in my life, but most of all, for who was lost, and I will always be. Every single day, I live my guilt." Guess what, bitch? You should.
Yeah.
You know?
She chose that lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, when your husband has three wives, you're not going to get all the attention.
Well, what does that have to do with, I mean, there's plenty of polygamists out there that don't stab their 13-month-olds to death.
Well, I know. I'm just saying that her excuse was wrong.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's weak, wrong. Man. And I mean, you stab your 13-month-old to death.
I have no words. I mean, I'm tired of saying I have no words or this is wrong. Wish I had some type of educated answer to say, because I just feel like I'm dumbfounded every time we have a story like that. And then I think, well, I'm glad I'm dumbfounded by it, because if I'm not,
it's definitely real life, real crime.
It is.
Right?
And you always say that you don't think there's more crime than before, but gosh.
And I don't. Well, I think it's just different. It's 30 years. Go back 30 years ago, just like we talked about Laredo.
Yeah.
Laredo being a different place.
Yeah.
I think like cartels, now they're in every city in the United States of America. The government's proven that, right?
Yeah.
Because they keep expanding. That's crime. You know, crime is going to go one way. It's not ever going to stop.
No.
I think social media certainly plays the biggest part of what we know now. Think about 30 years ago, we had newspapers. We didn't have computers.
No.
And we didn't have cell phones. Well, there was no way of getting the news. If you were managing at the Gap, you weren't watching the CBS evening.
No,
news.
I wasn't getting updates
all day long.
Yeah.
And then like everybody does. And then hide behind the phone, these people, I mean, a lot of these crimes wouldn't occur if it was 30 years ago, because everybody's a badass behind their phone.
Yes.
Right? And back in our day, the worst you got was a nasty message on your voice, not your answer machine.
Voicemail.
And that was rare.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, everybody's just throwing this shade and throwing that shade. And then you meet face to face. And you meet face to face, and then and you bring a knife to a gunfight, and
sugar turned to shit,
right?
Yeah.
And so you never know what's going to happen. Just like the lady who defended her own store. Now she had had enough. She's
yeah.
like, "Hey, I worked for that, you little fucker," and mm-hmm. but got killed. Goes back to Sergeant Vicky Wax, Baton Rouge Police Department, working extra duty at a Walmart many, many years ago, y'all. Probably 2001, 2002. I can't remember the exact year, but a guy was stealing a $10 DVD. Mm-hmm. And that was her job to stop him, confront him.
Right.
But I'm putting it in a context of if you're in plain clothes and you're a store owner, you work in a store, Sergeant Vicky Wax stops the guy.
Yes.
Sees him.
Yeah.
And putting the CD in his pants. He's a 2-time felon. Mm-hmm. He's on parole. He knows it's going to be his third strike. He's going back to Angola forever.
So yes.
He takes her weapon from her and shoots her and kills her.
Had nothing to
and
lose.
She's, I think, 20 plus, maybe 30 or better. And I don't know.
Yeah.
And then killed her.
Yeah.
Over a $10 DVD.
Yeah.
So that was probably 20, 25 years ago. I mean, those things were happening even then. But I don't know, man. You know, and then when Aga was on the Daily Show, he's talking about the Walgreens and everything being locked up everywhere you go and stuff. I didn't really get it. Now I stopped somewhere at a Walgreens, something I had to go in when I was sick, I think with the brucellosis. And I went in and I'm like, fuck, I can't get anything.
Yeah.
You got to get it. I mean, I don't like to go to Walmart to the electronics section and shit because you had it before all this was
right
happening so much because you have to try to find somebody to help you.
Absolutely. Good luck, yeah. Right? Good luck with that.
And then take it down to a Dollar General store or whatever. And they got one person working the whole store. Good luck getting your Blistex or whatever it is you need. And because costs are, you're sick and you can't get somebody to come help you open a plastic case for a $4 item because all these fucking hoodlums are stealing.
So I have never told you this, but the Dollar General right here by our house, they have a sign on the door that you cannot carry a large purse inside the store. Yeah. They will stop you.
Well, I guarantee because they only have one, maybe two, one person working the counter, one person stocking the shelves. Have you ever seen a Dollar General store that didn't have boxes and shit in the middle of the floor?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess they got to stock them constantly because people be buying their shit or stealing their shit.
Constantly.
And,
but the lady that was, that owned her own store, you know, that got killed, it's a little bit different than like when you were with the jewelry store and you were like, just let them take it. But here's the technique. Here's the tools that you need to do. These are the rules you do not break. You don't take out so many watches, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And.
But all that is a deterrent.
Right.
If they can't get you to do it, then they're going to go find an easier mark.
So when you started that role, the owner called you and said, this was the first time in years.
At the end of the year. And what wasn't, I didn't get recruited for that role. He called me in to do, to put me on contract to do their internal investigations.
That's true.
And then I had researched him before I went in and they had a $50,000 Rolex that had been stolen like the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got done talking about the internal investigations and stuff, and you know, I'd be on call for that when my rate would be, et cetera. And I said, well, what about this $50,000 Rolex that he said, what about it? I said, well, what are you doing about it?
He said,
I don't do anything.
Right.
I called my insurance company and I said, that didn't have to happen.
Right.
And then, so I went in at all the stores undercover.
Right.
And assessed them and see how many I could get put out. I did it from the criminal mind standpoint and the detective mind standpoint. When I got done, I put together a plan and he approved me to go train every store after I busted them. I would go in and I'd come back in the next day.
Even the managers.
They didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. Even managers, long-term employees. And we did it. At the end of that year, he called me and this guy got private jets and shit, right?
Yeah.
And he called me, he said, he lives in California, and he said, I want you to do my personal family security. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is the first time in 30 something years that he didn't have to file an insurance report because no watches, no Rolexes ran out of the store.
Right.
I think the 8 years I was doing, and I quit during COVID and when Real Life for Crime started, but the 8 years I did it, they only lost like 2 or 3 watches.
Yeah, but that was because they didn't follow the protocol.
They fucked up.
Yeah. But then we have,
a lot keeps them honest, being honest. Now the big thing is on those stores, they just come in and smash all the cabinets.
Smash and time grabs.
But most people don't know that I'm going to tell that part because I won't give away their secrets. But it's if you go to rob them at nighttime, you're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can't get access to the stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. The Thirsty Thursday. Y'all, if you're going out shopping and like everybody is except for me, the be safe. And holiday times, lock your doors. I can't say that.
Well, look in your back seat.
Yeah, but just
under
be aware. Yeah, if you do that, you look in the back seat and you look under your car and shit. You actually bend down and look under your car. The person coming to rob you, and you don't have your cell phone in your hands, and you know all that stuff. You're not texting or whatever.
Yes,
person that's going to rob you, it's not going to do it.
No,
they're going to find there's 100 other motherfuckers out there. That are texting and their heads down and not paying attention. So just be aware. Don't be afraid. Be aware. Don't be a victim because we love y'all. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life for Crime, but also True Crime Time for Thirsty Thursday. And
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.